Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn trees. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn trees. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It measured 100 weight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
Remnant, and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from a rainy radio ranch today. We got inches of rain today. Had a couple tornadoes in town. It is May 18th, 2023. But it's pretty calm now. Still some pretty wicked clouds around, but it's just, hey, it's one of those spring days. Had some good bit of hail down in Colorado, and but I haven't heard of any real serious damage, so praise the Lord for that, and we sure thank Him for the rain that we got, the moisture, that causes the grass to grow and cleanses and replenishes, and so we're thankful for that. Well, let's open up with prayer, and then we'll get on with this program, and Lord, thank You. Lord, help us to remember to go to You first with thanksgiving, with prayer, with supplication, Lord, and thanking You. And we do that very thing, Lord. We thank You for Your blessings, for Your grace and Your mercy, Lord, for giving us this day to live and to breathe and to share with others and to enjoy. And Lord, thank You for the opportunity to be here to share Your word with Your people tonight. Thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly went to the cross to become a curse for us and to die to save us from our sins, from our sicknesses, and to allow us, Lord, back into a relationship with you. Lord, we know that we were sold for nothing, and Lord, we were redeemed without money, but with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that your people in this land would remember that they would, Lord, they've been blinded to it, but Lord, I pray that their eyes would be opened, that they would have a desire to look to your word, Lord, to repent and to turn to you and to live. Lord, I pray that these broadcasts that we do and this one tonight would work toward that end, and that it would glorify you and encourage the remnant. And I pray all this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Folks, live program tonight. The phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And like I said, we much more snow this past winter, and this spring so far has been a little cooler and a little wetter, a little more moisture than in the last several years. And I know it's cyclic. It's just it's tough when it's a drought, and it sure is. What a blessing when the rains come and the grass turns green, and it really is. What a blessing. Our local volunteer fire department has been really very slow. I don't think any fires yet this year. Nothing to speak of anyway, and so that is good, and we're happy about that. Some current events I wanted to talk to you tonight, but I want to read here in Matthew. Matthew 24, and it's at least this part of it is subtitled, you know, we talk about perilous times, the days cut short, and his return. We talked a little bit about that, I think, Sunday at church, just a little bit. But I want to start here, Matthew 24, a couple verses here, starting with verse 32. Matthew 24, verse 32 says, "Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near." And you know, folks, when we look around, we see that we're in spring. And you know, since the beginning of time, summer has followed spring. And so, unless the heavens split open and he returns before summer, summer will follow spring this year. And so we see that. So like he says here, learn the parable from the fig tree. We can look out, see the grass turning green. It's warming up. We see the temperatures. It's not freezing at night anymore. It's up in the 60s, sometimes the 70s during the day. And so we know that summer is near, just like the parable that Jesus gives here. Verse 33 says, "So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation," and the reference there, I've talked to you about reference Bibles, and the reference there is, for generation is the word race. Okay? The word race. If you have a reference Bible, not a study Bible, but a reference Bible, again, that word generation means race, okay? And so it's a matter of fact, it does. It says, "Recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation or this race will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Verse 36, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone." Now that is a mystery, folks. I pause there. That is a mystery. But that's what Jesus says. He says the Son doesn't know, the angels don't know, just the Father. And when the Father's finally had enough, when he it's right in his time, then that's it. That is when the return comes. And that's what they're talking about. You know, if we back up to verse 29, it says, but immediately after the tribulation, the sun is darkened, the heavens are shaken, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. That's what this is talking about. And it's just, I wasn't planning on going here, but this is where we're at. Okay. Verse 37, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Now, most of us remember the Noah story, at least most of it, right? Eight of them on the ark, two of the unclean animals, and what, seven or so of the clean, anyway, the animals on the ark and all that, right? And everything else was destroyed. And it was a long time coming, right? When God saw how wicked things had become, that's when he went and told Noah, hey, start building this ark. And it took, what, 100 years? And see, God is patient. And I truly think that if some of other than Noah's family, if they would have repented and said, hey, take us with you, I believe you, then they would have been saved. But they didn't. And so it says here, verse 37, Matthew 24, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Well, what was it like in the days of Noah? Let's take a look in verse 38. The Bible doesn't leave us hanging. It tells us, verse 38, for as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand. And that reference is no. They did not know. Okay? They did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. That's what the word says. Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Who got taken away in the parable that Jesus tells here as it was in the days of Noah? The people, they did not understand, and the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Doesn't sound like you want to be in that rapture. Because if you were taken away by the flood in Noah's day, you didn't survive. And the parable here says, it'll be just, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. It'll be just like in those days. Everybody's eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, just the same old, just another day of it. Until the heavens split. Until he returns. And verse 42 says, therefore be on the alert. Be on the alert, for you do not know which day the Lord is coming. But he's coming. And let me tell you, I don't know when it is. It could be in 37 seconds, or 37 days, or 37 months, or 37 years, or whenever. I don't know. And you know what? You don't either. You don't either. No one knows. Not even the angels, not even the Son of God. So you don't know. You just better be ready. Verse 42 says, therefore be on the alert. For you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. When you think, you know what, I've seen this prophecy and all this has to happen over in the Middle East and we have to have the tribulation and all this other stuff has to happen. You don't know. You don't know because the Word says, the Word knows. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think He will. So when you don't think He's coming, that's when He's coming. It's not rocket science. So what does it tell us? Be on the alert. Verse 45 says, who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time, and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the reference for cut him in pieces is severely scourge him. Right? That means beat. Now, this too is a parable about the coming, about the return of Christ. And I don't know when it is, and you don't know when it is, but the Bible tells us to be ready. To be the faithful and sensible slave who, you know, we're in charge of whatever we're in charge of. If it's just you, if you're single and just you and the dog at home, well, you be the faithful and sensible slave, servant, friend of Christ that you're in charge of. Do the best you can at that. Wasn't really planning on spending 20 minutes on this, but I guess this is where I'm at. And then it goes right into the parable of the 10 virgins. And I'm not going to go into that. I do have some current events I wanted to talk to you about. But some notes I wrote down earlier is choose you this day. You know, we see that in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Because you can't serve God and mammon. God and whatever mammon is to you, the world, wealth, man. We have to have our priorities right. Okay? Doesn't mean we don't work. Doesn't mean we don't work three or four jobs. It doesn't mean we take on extra things to do. Doesn't mean we don't do those things. Because, you know, we got our bills to pay. Everybody does. And it's tough times right now. It is. But we have to have our priorities straight. You got to choose you this day. Now, we see the evil all around us. We see the tares. You know, I talked about it Sunday morning in the little scriptural insight and study. And it is the time. I see it is the time of harvest in the wheat and tares. We're right there. It's just back up a few pages. A few pages to your left, Matthew 13. And even if you don't have time to read it and go through it tonight, Matthew 13, read about the tares. Jesus teaches in parables. And the disciples came to him and said, why do you speak in parables? Why do you, you know, not everybody understands this. And Jesus said, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been granted. Now, why he granted it to me and you, I don't know. I don't know, but he did. But we apparently are the servants, are the slaves, and we have to be sensible, and we have to be faithful, and we have to be like those wise virgins and buy that oil of understanding, pay for it, by choosing to serve him. The tares. When he explains it, Matthew 13, 38 through 40, the tares are the sons of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Okay? The reapers are angels. Therefore, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. Verse 41 says, the Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You don't want to be in that rapture either, folks. You don't want to be taken away. No, because look what comes next. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Not taken away in the clouds. No. Not. Didn't want to talk about the rapture, but it's just blatant right there. Just in those couple scriptures. But I do believe that we are approaching the harvest. The time that Jesus talked about the tares and the wheat, because the tares, and they look the same. If you joined us Sunday morning, I talked about that a little bit. They do. They look the same. They look pretty much the same as the wheat. But remember, we're told by their fruit you shall know them. But the tares, boy, they are standing up straight and tall, right? Do you remember what it says? The slave said, hey, sir, do you want us to go and gather up the tares that have been in with the wheat? But he said, no. For while you're gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up. But gather the wheat into my barn. See, the tares, the reason they can be gathered up first is they're up straight and tall. And I'll add proud and haughty. And the wheat is bowed down low. Maybe they're bowed down low in worship. Maybe they're bowed down low in worship because they've been bowed down low with all the burdens that have been put upon them, like in Egypt. Gather more straw. Make more bricks. The same people today, and the burdens are great today. But the tares, they're standing up straight and tall and proud and haughty. You want to know some tares? Well, I showed some pictures. Oh, some Hollywooders and some politicians, you know, that by their fruits, how about the Maryland governor Wes Moore signs a bill giving abortion and child transgenderism legal protection, makes it just part of the state's law as a fundamental right. That's a tear, folks. That's an enemy of Christ and an enemy of you. How about some other tears? Target. Oh, Target is a target. Target, right? With all their... I had a neighbor tell me that she went to Target to try to find some clothes for her little boy, and all the clothes there were non-gender specific. So I told her, well, just don't shop at Target anymore. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, she said. But we've seen them. Bud Light, Miller Lite followed suit. They're pandering to these transgenders and this filth. Jack Daniels, Smirnoff, and... maybe it's funny hearing talking about those places from a Christian ministry. But it's just how it is. Not that I wear the makeup, but Maybelline, Sports Illustrated came out with this transgender on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the bikini issue. Somebody else was telling me about that. I didn't see it. But Adidas came out today. I saw this. Their program is Let Love Be Your Legacy. Let love be your legacy. Let me tell you something. That's a lie burped up out of hell. It ain't love. It's hate. It's lust. Dog lust is all it is. It's an abomination before God. It's lies. Even the Archie comics. You remember the Archie comics? I hadn't seen a comic book in I don't know how long. But the Archie comics, right? Jughead and Reggie and Veronica. And I don't remember all of them. Oh, they got a little transgender in there as well. Got to. Oh, yeah, got to have it. They're called tares. Start using that term. Tares. Matthew 13. You can go back, read it. The disciples didn't understand it, but Jesus explained it to them. And he explains it to us. And if you have eyes to see, you can see that. You can read through it. It Matthew 13. Read through it. They are tares. They are tares. Saw this headline about down in Florida that these publishers and authors, this Penguin Random House and PEN, Penn America, and authors and stuff are suing the state of Florida, Florida school boards and the state of Florida to make sure that they can keep their sexually explicit books in the school. And you probably have heard some of that. Oh, book banning. I'd rather read books than burn them. I'd rather read books than ban them. Well, let me tell you something. When the books are talking about pedophilia and rape and introducing 10 and 12-year-olds to this filth, those books need to be banned. Those authors need to be banned. Those publishers need to be banned in a Christian land. Now, in Babylon, they're the tares. They stand up straight and tall and proud and haughty. Look at me, they say. Us, oh, we're printing the books. We're printing the books. That's what these people are saying. And then over there, they're saying, oh, well, we're Adidas says, well, we're putting, you know, we're putting a sad homosexual male on the cover of magazines in a female's bathing suit. Yeah, we're pushing that too. And then Jack Daniels says, oh, yeah, don't forget us. We want to make sure that these cross-dressers, that they're drinking Jack Daniels because, you know, everybody does. So just accept them. Am I crazy or is the world gone crazy? It's the world. It is. But it's biblical. It's red letters, Matthew 13. It's right there. They are tares, and they are among us. I see the phone lines ringing. Let's bounce over there. Good evening. Welcome to 7 times 70.
Hi, Richard. This is Tim. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tim. Good evening.
Hey, I had a thought, and it's from the book of Jasher. That was an interesting time around the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the courts were bizarre, you know, according to the book of Jasher. And we've got the most bizarre courts you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they are really, really bizarre. And just the stuff that they're allowing is just you know, ridiculous. And they're so canted and tainted and... You know, I mean, we've seen that with this, they call it a double standard, I guess. But
right.
Anyway, you know, the times that we're in, and you mentioned marriage, right? And So the big thing on the media or whatever is gay marriage. They've been pushing that now, I don't know, maybe even 20 years already,
yes.
Right?
As
they've been pushing this gay marriage nonsense.
They have.
So I think that's a good indication that we're in those times, because these people are, a lot of people have embraced that. I think this is more of a thing where the media and the elites or whatever are just basically, they've gone off the deep end, and they think that everybody is going along with their nonsense.
And they're not.
And everything else.
Right. And you know, Tim, they're not. Bud Light, that came out when they had their mess here recently, that, you know, it's like 0.02%, you know, of the population, 0.02 or 0.002. I mean, it's just a minute minority, these filthy, faggot, cross-dressing sinners that are going to burn in hell if they die in their sin, just like anybody will if you die in your sin, and they need to repent. But it's just they're catering to this, and they're pushing this, and it lets us see that there's some people in the upper ups of these organizations that are pushing and promoting and wanting me and you to accept this. They're wanting our wives or children or girlfriends or whatever that are there to wear the Maybelline makeup and accept that it's fine for men to wear that too. And to wear, you know, to see the Adidas with the men wearing the women's bathing suit and stuff. It's just filth. And that's what it is. What else can it be but the tares, the parable of the tares and the wheat? And we are seeing it growing exponentially. You know, Tim, well, you ever garden? Tim, you ever garden? You ever have a garden, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we grow stuff in the garden. Give me just a second, I'll yield to you here just a second. So we grow stuff in the garden, and it just takes forever, right? Man, it takes forever for the plants to grow, and then it just kind of, it's slow and slow and slow, and you see little squash, little cucumbers come out, and it just takes forever until it's time to harvest. And then it just explodes, right? There's more zucchini. That's the only time people out here lock their doors in their cars is zucchini season, to keep you from leaving zucchinis in their car. And it just explodes when it's time of harvest. And that's where we're at. That's why we're seeing all these businesses that are just jumping on this bandwagon and trying to be included. Because we're right there at the time of harvest.
Well, yeah, we are. And the point that I'm trying to make is that's not, their stuff is not broadly accepted. I mean, the people never really accepted anything like, or nobody that I know ever accepted anything like gay marriage or even homosexuality or, my son and his wife, neither of them had any sex at all before they were married. And they have three children, and none of their children were vaccinated.
Amen.
I think there's a whole bunch of people that just absolutely don't accept any of this stuff that they're pouring on us with. And of course, then it appears that they're working and trying to get in such a position where they can just force it on us, right?
Right.
I mean, that's, like what they did with the with the last one. They used all types of pressure to get people to get that inoculation.
That's right.
But still, there were so many people that just said no, regardless. Take my job, regardless, right? And
yes.
I don't think they have I don't even think they have the majority.
They have a minority of a minority. How about this? Even here in little old Laramie, Wyoming, right? Population about 32,000. There's a sorority here. You know, the girls go to college and they have a sorority. It's Kappa Kappa Gamma. I don't have a clue what it is. I saw it. I've seen it it happening here locally, but the local paper's not talking about it. So Kappa Kappa Gamma, the national deal, they're part of the tears as well. They accept, oh yeah, if anybody that just says they're a woman, they're welcome to be here. So the Wyoming sorority here, UW and Laramie, has had to accept this big fat guy, male, into their sorority. Into their sorority house, you know, which is kind of a private female place. You know, there's about, I don't know, 12, 15 women live there. And this big fat guy. And they've sued. And it made the headline, the national headline news today, I think. But they've sued the National Kappa Kappa Gamma Sorority and some of the local stuff as well. And they'll say that, you know, I saw some of their depositions. It's like, yeah, this guy sits on the couch and just ogles us, watches us go back and forth. And we can tell that it's different things going on. And I mean, it's horrendous. And we've seen it in the public schools. We've seen it in women's sports. DeSantis came up and said, let me tell you something. Bathrooms in Florida for the, you know, the sex that you are, and that's it. And so I think he's trying. I think he really is. But like you said, Tim, there's it's a minority of a minority. And, you know, you've got people that have just finally said they've opened up their can of spinach like old Popeye, and they've said, I've had all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. You know, that basically Olympic or where, University of Kentucky or something, college swimmer, Riley Gaines, Riley Gaines, I think, you know, she stood up and said, hey, listen, this is just wrong. This is wrong. You're not going to push this anymore. And you see people standing up to it all over, because that's what it takes. You know, this filth, this transgenderism, this homosexuality, all of this, it's rebellion to God. And the word says that witchcraft is as rebellion. That's what it is. It's rebellion to God. And the only thing that'll stop it, the only thing it understands, is no. You put your tongue to the top of your mouth and you look them in the eye and you're prayed up and you say no. Oh, and it'll bow up and scream and call you a hater and a racist, but you just say no. And that's what people are doing all over the country. They are. Whether it's Wyoming sororities, whether it's governors in Florida, they're saying no. And, you know, and it seems like an uphill battle. I mean, geez, when you got to fight everybody from Archie Comics to Bud Light, and a lot of places in between, it's you know, God never said it'd be easy, but it's doable. And we have to do it.
Well, it's in my humble opinion, which is probably as humble as you can get. We're kind of have our backs to the sea right now. You know, I mean, not because of numbers so much as because they have all the power. They have the military. They have the police. They have the media. They have the money system.
Yeah.
They have the these horrendous inoculations that they've been you know, given out. I mean, they got all the power, right? And they're kind of bearing down on us, just like Pharaoh's army. And you know, I think, you know, the Lord is going to give us this kind of an escape of sorts. I think He already has for a lot of us. And they're just looking so bizarre and so out of it, so weird. But it's like, since they own the media and whatever, they just paint themselves as being, you know, some type of like they're right. You know, we're right. You know, like when they stole the election from Trump.
Right, right. And they still deny that. You know, the riots, the horrendous riots of January 6th. You know, Kamala Harris, that laughing jackalope. You know, in the same sentence, she says, yes, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, dates that are so alike in history, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, lady, she does have a clue. It's just like you're saying, Tim, it's lies. It's lies. And they think if they say it enough, that enough people believe it. And there's let me tell you, there's a lot of blinded people out there whose eyes, I read it last night after the Wednesday night prayer meeting, whose eyes God has smeared over because of their sin, because they refuse to have a love for the truth. So he sends a deluding spirit to lie to them. And that's what it is. And they believe a lie. They believe a lie, and they do, because they don't have the love of the truth in them. And it's that way.
I make the point that that the majority that they're claiming is not there.
No,
you know, if they have the media, they've got all this rigged election stuff going on. All these paid off people, all these blackmail people, and all this kind of stuff. But it's not really true. I mean, we have a pretty sizable remnant in this country, and that's why they've kind of turned to like force, right? And
that's right.
And you must, right? The parents go to the school board meeting and complain about the pedophilia, whatever that they're teaching there, and then they put them on the FBI interrogation list or something, right?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a headline on that today that with all this going on, right, we've got record number of Chinese nationals being found out at the border, showing up at the U.S. border, north border with Canada, south border with Mexico. Record numbers of Chinese nationals that are coming into the nation. No big deal, right? The mayor of New York has said half of the New York City hotel rooms are filled rent-free with illegal aliens now. Half of them, okay? And boy, that, you remember the old movie? That gives new meaning to that old movie Kurt Russell was in, Escape from New York. I think it does. And so with all this going on, what's the FBI doing? They're showing up at a pro-life activist's mom's house. Do you know what your daughter is doing? Where were you on January 12th, 19, blah, blah, blah? And what was going on here? And they're, you know, because they're pro-life. Because they don't want babies in the womb to be killed. That's where the FBI goes. Tim, it's absolute insanity. It is. It is the time that good is called evil, that evil is called good. It's the times that we were made for. It's the times that we have been blessed to have had the teaching and the training and the ability to listen to the sermons and messages that we have up until today. It just is. And we, like you said about being right at the ocean, I don't know if we're backed up to the sea yet, but I can smell the salt marsh and I can hear the seagulls. And I know we're close. We are so close.
It's an analogy, but we're they've got all this power, but then again, it's almost as if they're a talking head. You know, I mean, that's all they are.
I mean, that's right. That's all they are. Just like Pharaoh of old, right? Pharaoh had put in Egypt all these burdens on the Israelites. And then said go, and then chased them, and was bearing down on them, like you said, right there at the sea. And I mean, there was no way out. That was it. That was it. Until God delivered them.
Yeah.
And God delivered them, and He destroyed the Egyptians. He drowned them in the sea, and their bones are still there, and their shields and their chariots are still there in the bottom of that Red Sea to this day.
Yeah, and the Bible says in the book of Genesis that every single one of them.
Every single one, that's right. And see, and that's what God's going to do again. He is. We are right there, but it's, you know, that's why we're told in this scripture, do not fear, right? Do not fear. Don't be afraid. Don't fear.
Yeah.
Fear God.
There's nothing
trust
to fear.
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's nothing to fear because the Lord is definitely with His remnant, and they're the ones that should be afraid. But But, you know, they didn't. They weren't afraid. They charged in, and they charged right into the sea. I mean, what a foolish thing to do. And the sea just closed on them, and that was it. You know,
that's
that
right.
was the end of it. And, yeah, we're about, I think, we're darn close to seeing some tremendous deliverance because these people are acting like such jerks. And that's one of the things you said in the marriage thing, you know, that this, you know, get taken and given in marriage. I mean, they're bizarre, just like in the book of Jasher and the Sodom and Gomorrah people. They're just, they're idiots, you know, I mean, but they have the power, right, you know?
Well, they think they do. They think they do. They think that because they mock God. You know, when God spoke, it happened, right? When God spoke, the universe was created. When God spoke, all the species on earth that exist today, that have ever existed, took a breath. Poof! When God spoke, it happened. It's just that way. And these people mock God. They think that because they speak and because they write down precepts and they call them laws and things like that, well, that's how it is. And you know, in a democracy, if they can get 51% to vote for it, then that is how it is. But in a republic...
Yeah.
The republic is based on laws that we agree on and values and principles, and you can't vote them out. And so they've, you know, that's one of the reasons they've got rid of the Pledge of Allegiance, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, and that is a Christian republic based on God's law for God's people, and that's what it is. You know, they blaspheme it, they change it, they put a gold fringe around it and call it naval, and it gets into just tangent, and more of their confusion, and you know, where they can go to, you know, law number 17,402 and subparagraph B and section C and say, see right here, this says it right here. But the Bible supersedes it all. It just does. And he tells us we win. He tells us, you know, way back that even in Isaiah, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. He says, I know you've forgotten me. An ox knows its owner. A donkey knows its master's manger. But you've forgotten me. But just return. Just come back. And there, Tim, I really believe there's going to be a great awakening like has never happened before. And that God, that, you know, we read about it a little bit like in Nehemiah and Ezra. They would find the law. They would read it for like a fourth of the day. And then the next fourth of the day, the people would cry out in repentance. And I think we're going to see that again. I do. I think that's how God's grace and mercy is.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. The people that are carrying on like that with this, you know, they are the idiots, and they're on their way out. It's just they think they're so smart, and you know, but they're just going to be gone. It's just it's sad.
They are.
Be better if they would repent, but
it would be, and we have to have that attitude as well and that mentality. You know, the Bible says God doesn't even want the evil to die, right? The evil men would repent. You know. But they won't, I think, because they're creatures of instinct created to be destroyed. That's what they are. They're, you know, God says Assyria, way back then, Assyria was what, the rod of anger in his hand, something like that, the rod of correction. That
yeah,
God,
absolutely.
Yeah, rod of correction. And that's how it is today. You know, Brother Paul reminds us of that. It's these enemies of ours, you know, they are there to correct us, to return us to God, to let us see that, you know, that that He is the way and the truth and the life, and none other.
In the case of Egypt, they were raised up. The Egyptian, I guess, the nation of Egypt was raised up. so that they could be then used as kind of an example of his power.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to show everyone that, you know, that our God, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is God, you know.
Amen.
And and so he made a spectacle of him, you know, and made him, you know, just did a number on him,
that's,
you know.
Right. Well, Tim, thanks for calling, buddy. I got one more call. I'm going to try to take it because I'm almost out of time tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Tim. God bless. Have a great evening. We'll try one more call here. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Richard. It was great listening to you tonight. I'm sorry I don't normally listen live to you. I listen to your recordings, but it was really good. It was Andy in North Carolina.
Oh, sure, Andy.
I was just, when you were talking about all these people, and I keep thinking about Romans 1. A guy years ago did a Bible study, a men's study. We were sitting around, and he hit the mark. But it says, and just Romans 1:28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. I mean, just think about today.
Yes.
And then to them a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, and they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinances of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, here's the clincher, they not only do the same, but give hearty approval to those who practice them.
Yes.
We got preachers, politicians, school boards giving hearty approval.
Yes.
You can see it. It's now. I mean, like you said, this is the harvest. It's coming. And you better pick your side. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Plain and simple. And I see these different kind of people. I see people that are still not sure. Some are searching. I see some people that are so definite that this woke thing is the way to go. And you can't even discuss anything or talk to them.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And the teachers and the politicians, they're all going along with it. And it's the ones who, it might not be a homosexual, but if you give hearty approval of it, you might as well be a homosexual.
That's right.
You're guilty of it.
That's right. You know, and like you said, you got to choose sides. And you don't even have to be biblical about it. You know, choose the side that has all the guns and ammo and knows which bathroom to use.
Yeah.
You know, it's not rocket science.
No, it ain't.
It's not. You know, you can look at
people still have that. They get confused.
That's right.
Let's talk about this.
That's right. You know, in talking about the guns. You know, in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control, and from then to 1953, they only killed about 20 million dissidents because they were unable to defend themselves. And in 1911, Turkey did that, established gun control. And from 1915 to 1917, they only killed 1.5 million Armenians. And China established gun control in 1935. And from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents rounded up and exterminated. Gun control absolutely works for communists.
It does.
And this nation is the last nation that doesn't have it. You know, and we've got some of it. We've got some.
We have guns.
Yeah.
They don't.
Right.
But they're more, they act more godly than we do. Our country has gone berserk.
Yeah.
It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like they talk about the arenas and all that stuff where they used to throw the Christians to the lions. It's unreal. And people still don't get it. They still think that, oh, we got to support Biden. We can't get Trump again.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? Trump, Biden doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You got to pick a side.
It's going to be
bad.
Yep. Choose good over evil, and that's that. I heard a guy. I'd mentioned it, I think, once before. We're just about out of time here, but he had done a podcast and said, you know, all this evil is creating more Christians, but they don't even know it because there's so many that are saying, I don't want anything to do with all this evil. And they're moving away from it. And when you move away from evil, you're moving in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus.
And that's happening.
This could be a great revival.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Andy, I got to go. God bless you, brother.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Remnant, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate the calls. Hey, join us Saturday morning for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll talk to you then.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.